This is Big Machine Radio. I'm Becca, and I am so excited about today. I've been looking forward to this because we are about to celebrate Danielle Bradbury's new album. It's called I Don't Believe We've Met. It is finally available, and today I have Danielle in studio with me. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm so good. I am obsessed with this album.
Thank you.
People are like, okay, we get it. You love this album. I really, really do. And I can't wait. We're going to play the entire album. We're going to talk about each of the songs. But first, I know it has been a long road getting here to this sophomore album. I know your fans have been dying for a new album from you for a long time. But I imagine you've had to sort of be impatient once you figured out where you were going. I mean, so talk to me about this waiting process from your side.
It was definitely not easy. And seeing the fans just ask, and when I would put out a teaser, they'd be like, oh my gosh, what are you doing to us? I'm like, y'all, I'm right there with you. I was getting impatient, and I just wanted it to be out already. So it wasn't easy on my side, if everybody was wondering. I was struggling just as much as you were, but I'm so excited. Finally here. I can breathe.
Well, and I have to say, I mean, it was worth the wait. Because, you know, you, for the fans that have been so excited about it, I'm if they're like me, if I have an artist that I love and I'm like, gosh, I hope this album doesn't suck. This album doesn't suck. I mean, it is amazing. It's far from it. And the one thing I love is that you chose such a great title for this album, because it's not actually the name of a song. It's called I Don't Believe We've Met. And I love it because it's more of a statement than it is anything else. I mean, so talk about landing on that as the title for this album.
It honestly came just as easy as literally introducing myself to somebody and my manager being around and catching that and how cool that sounded. And we're like, okay, let's keep that in our back pocket for the album. And in the meantime of us working on it at a meeting, we pulled it back out and we're like, this fits perfectly because we want to reintroduce myself and we want to just say hello again and be like, okay, that was me then.
Yeah.
And this is me now. So we really loved it as the title.
Well, and it's so interesting because, I mean, in me, you know, screaming from the rooftops to everybody about this album, they're like, oh, yeah, she's that girl from The Voice, right? And I'm like, no, like, yes, she is, but you don't know this new girl because she has grown up so much. She's so mature. The songs are so evolved. And they're like, okay, I'll go listen to it. And so, I mean, I just don't think it could be a more appropriate title. And, you know, the thing is, you were 16 when you won The Voice, 17 when you put out your first album, if I did all my math correctly.
Yeah.
And now you're 21. And while 4 years is a long time in anybody's life, I think those particular 4 years going from teenager to 21-year-old woman, I mean, that is a lot of life, a lot of growth, a lot of maturity. And I know you co-wrote 7 of the 10 songs on this album. So what do you think was the first song that you wrote that made you think, I get it. This is who I want to be. This is where I want to go. This is making my statement.
That song for me on this new album was Potential. It was the first song that we first came to it as like, okay, this is kind of a lazy day. We're going to write a song. That was how that day went. And then we wrote this song, and Emily Wiseband was the other writer in the room, along with Johan Lindenbrandt. But Emily had this idea in her phone, in her notes. And she was like, I don't know if this is going to be cool or not. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Everything you bring up is cool. And so she explained this potential title. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I've never heard this before being put this way.
Yeah.
And how she explained it was, it's about somebody being in love with somebody, but not really being in love with that person, but being in love with what they could be. And I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. And
you're like, are you in my brain? What's happening?
Yeah. And I didn't think about myself. I just thought about so many people, thought about my friends, my closest friends. And I'm like, so many people have this problem.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, this is perfect. And so when we wrote it and we listened to it back, it was piano vocal. And we're like, okay, I think we finally found the song to shape this album around.
Yeah.
And Potential was that song. And then it went through so many producers, so many vocal takes and everything just to get it right. Because when it's a piano vocal, I personally couldn't imagine any other instrument on it or touching it. I just want it to be vulnerable and just, I mean, emotional and
raw.
Yeah, raw. And so, I mean, finally it fell in the right hands of Josh Kerr. And he knew exactly what I was thinking as, I mean, if we were going to put stuff on it. And so he did such an amazing job. And we ended on something that we kept for the album. So that was definitely the song that inspired this album for sure.
That is awesome. Well, we are going to get to potential.